All right, Bruce. Okay.
Hello, can I speak to Lachey, please?
Yes, this is her.
Hi, Lachey. Good morning. This is Albert Ramirez calling. This, so I'm calling on a recorded line from the Depo Provera contraceptive lawsuit hotline.
Oh, okay, okay.
Mm-hmm. Did you want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the lawsuit?
Yes. What's the process that I have to go through?
Okay. Well, I just got a few questions, and then that should be able to let me know if you meet the criteria or not. You have a few minutes?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So let's see. So I want to go ahead and clarify. Would you want me to see if you meet the criteria?
Yes. How long is this phone call? Because I'm actually at work, but
you're at work. Okay. Well, yeah. Let's just take a few minutes and then see if it makes sense. See if we can help you out. Okay.
Okay.
And did you already get an attorney to assist you file a claim?
No.
No. Okay. And are you willing to affirm that you haven't, like you haven't signed paperwork with an attorney or nothing like that?
No, I haven't.
Okay, cool. And are you filling this out for yourself, or was it you?
Yes, this is for myself. Hello?
Do you know, like, do you have any sisters, anybody else? Anybody else that took Depo Provera?
Yes, but I don't believe they went through what I went through.
Okay. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And so please tell me, what was your injury after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Okay, I stopped taking them because I started facing side effects like my bleeding, my menstrual bleeding. I was gaining weight and I was having severe headaches. So I made an appointment with my doctor and they ran tests, like gave me blood tests, CT scan, and a biopsy. And they diagnosed me with meningioma. It's a brain tumor.
A brain tumor? I'm so sorry to hear that. And when did you get diagnosed? When was that?
I got diagnosed on May the 23rd of 2019.
May 23rd?
Yeah.
I bet you'll remember that forever.
Yeah.
May 23, 2019. And what's your birthday?
My birthday is March 18th, 1988.
1988. Okay, that's a good year. I graduated high school in 89, so I
definitely
88 when it's a good year. That's a lot of sports, a lot of football, a lot of football in those days.
Yeah.
And okay, so you said that you don't have anybody else that you know of that went through what you're going through. Okay.
Yeah.
And did you receive the shot or the pill?
I was getting a Depo shot.
Depo shot. And was it the brand name or did you use a generic brand?
No, it was a brand name.
Okay. So it was Depo Provera and you never switched to the generic, correct?
Nope.
Okay. And tell me, within 1 year, can you confirm that you at least had the 4 injections prior to being diagnosed?
Well, I stopped using it, I say May of 2019. So I have taken... I've been taking it for 3 years, so that's about 12 times. I took one injection every 3 months.
Okay. All right. And so that was, when did you start using it?
I started using that March the 9th, 2016.
And you stopped using it when? What year? I mean, what day?
May of 2019, I believe it was. Yeah.
Okay. And meningioma, brain tumor is the main injury. And for HIPAA purposes, what's your confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
Okay. And all right. Next, we got to confirm your first name is Lachey, Lashaye. Is that correct?
Yeah.
First of all, that's a very pretty name.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And then Denise, is that your last name?
No, that's my middle name. It's Lachey.
Okay, I was about to say, hold on, that sounds like a middle name. So let me put this over here, get rid of Denise as a last name. Somehow your information came over with just Lachey Denise. So what's your last name?
Hopkins. It's Lachey Denise Hopkins. Denise is my middle name.
Okay. And Hopkins, H-O-P-K-I-N-S?
K-I-N-S, yep.
Okay, cool. Thanks. All right. And for the medical records, the attorneys need your social, please.
219.
Mm-hmm.
19.
Mm-hmm.
8221.
8221. Okay. And what do you do for work? What am I keeping you from doing? Hopefully not.
I work at UMMS, University of Maryland Hospital. I'm a room attendant. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I have an email address of LacheyHopkins88@iCloud.com. Does that sound right?
Yeah.
And then a phone number, 443-768-2359. Is that your cell number?
Yes.
Okay, cool. And what's the home address, please?
2243 Linden Avenue.
Did you say Lincoln?
Linden, L-I-N-D-E-N.
Okay.
Avenue, apartment C.
Okay, hold on real quick. And spell that, the Lindis again, L-I?
L-I-N-D-E-N.
Linden Avenue, okay. And what city?
It's apartment C, as in cat, Baltimore, Maryland. Mm-hmm.
Baltimore, Maryland.
21217.
That's what I got, 21217. That is apartment C. Okay. And next, was DEPL administered by the doctor, their staff, or yourself?
No, the doctor.
Okay, cool. And you said you were injected how many times approximately?
In 3 years, I was taking it every 3 months, so I would say 12 times.
Okay, thank you. And who's the doctor? What's the name of the doctor? Do you remember the doctor? Or was it just somebody at the clinic?
The doctor that I was getting the depo from was Dr. Mm-hmm. Christina Ensman. But the surgeon, the doctor that did my surgery, is Dr. Charles Schnee.
Okay, let me first finish up with the doctor that administered it, because I got to pull up her info. So give me that name again, slow. So I'm gonna Google that. Cool.
Okay.
Doctor who?
Christina.
Dr. Christina.
Ensman. E-N-Z-M-A-N-N.
Okay, let me see if I have that right. Dr. Christina, and the last name, I'm pretty sure I got it wrong, but you correct me.
E-N-Z.
Okay, E-N-V.
C, no, Z, Z, as in zoo, Z.
Okay, so E-N-Z, as in zebra. Okay, next.
Yes, M-A-N-N.
Ensman?
Yes.
All right, awesome. Let me go ahead and Google her. And she's out of Maryland?
Yes.
Okay. Dr. Christina C. Ensman, MD, obstetrician gynecologist?
Yes.
Okay, let me go ahead and just get her information down right here. Let me do some copy and pasting.
I have her phone number and her address as well if you need it.
Is she at 7556 Teague Road?
5601 Lock Raven Boulevard, Baltimore, Maryland.
Okay, hold on, because I have a different address here. So let me go ahead and get what you get, with the one you have. Go ahead, nice and slow. The number again, 56?
5601 Lock mm-hmm. Raven Boulevard.
Lark Raven?
Lock, L-O-C-H.
Uh-huh.
Raven, R-A-V-E-N, Boulevard.
Thank you.
Baltimore, Maryland, 21239.
Okay, go ahead and give me the phone number now, please.
443.
Mm-hmm.
444.
Mm-hmm.
5711.
Okay, cool. And what would the name be of the facility?
Dr. Ingen.
Is that the name of the facility?
Yeah.
Dr. Esmond, okay. Okay. Now, the prescribing doctor, was she also the prescribing doctor?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Okay, give me a sec. I'm going to copy that in. Go down below as well. And basically, from what you've told me already, you at this point, or you've met the criteria because of the meningioma. So the rest of the information is just, I mean, the call is just information gathering, okay?
Okay.
That's basically what we're doing now. So what's the name of the pharmacy that you used to go, CVS, Walmart, Walgreens?
Walgreens.
Okay, Walgreens. And that was also out of Baltimore?
Yeah.
Walgreens, Baltimore.
Yeah.
Was it of Eastern Avenue, Washington?
No, I'll go to McMeekin Street.
Let me see if McMeekin Street, 238 McMeekin Street?
McMeekin, yeah, McMeekin, 238 McMeekin.
I see it. Thank you so much. I'm glad that you know all this stuff top of your head. Appreciate that. And then I have a phone number of 410-523-4704.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And what was the method of diagnosis for meningioma?
I had to, I was taking 150 milligrams.
No, how were you diagnosed? Was it through the CT scan, MRIs, like?
Yes, I had took a biopsy. They inserted a needle into my brain through the skull to take a sample. Mm-hmm. And a blood test I got performed. I got the blood test performed and a CT scan.
Okay, CT scan.
Mm-hmm.
Was it an MRI as well or just a CT scan?
No, just a CT scan.
Okay, thank you. All right, now this is the doctor that diagnosed you. Who was that?
Okay, this is the doctor's name, Dr. Charles Schnee. Well, this was the neurosurgeon.
Dr. Charles Schnee, neurosurgeon.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, this is the wrong one. This is Maryland. Here we go. Charles L. Schnee, MD, specialty neurosurgery.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is he at MedStar Neurosurgical
yeah.
Associates?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. It. Awesome. Thank you. Okay, facility name, copy. 4661 Wilkins, Suite 100, sound about right?
Yes, yeah.
Thank you. All right. Okay, and I see that his specialty is neurosurgery. Did you ever have a prior cancer diagnosis?
No.
Okay. And have you received treatment for meningioma diagnosis?
No. I was, after I got the surgery, I was hospitalized for about a week just for treatment.
Okay, so you did receive treatment. Where did you receive, what type of treatment? It was surgery, brain surgery?
Yes.
Okay. And was Dr. Schnee also your surgeon?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. At MedStar Neurological, or was it somewhere else?
Yeah, no, that was it.
Okay. Thank God that you're doing much better now.
Yeah.
Do you still get headaches and stuff like that?
Yeah, every head, here and there.
Okay. And do you have a family history of meningioma?
Nope.
Okay. And you said you were hospitalized for meningioma, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And
After surgery.
what dates were you hospitalized?
That was, I got the surgery in May the 27th of 2019. So once I got the surgery done, I stayed there for like 7 days. So I would say a week after that.
Okay, so May 27, and that was 2019, you said?
Yeah.
19 through, and you said a week?
Yeah.
Okay, let me get a calendar going. Hold on. Please. Okay, so May 27. So a week would be like the
I was
next, the third. June the 3rd.
Yep.
Okay. And do you have medical records, or you're able to access those either through my chart or something like that?
Yes.
Okay, cool. And you have access here, my
I
chart,
can
right?
contact the hospital to obtain the necessary documents.
Okay. Well, you just work along with the attorneys, and together you guys will make it happen sooner than later. Okay. Because they're going to be reaching out to you. All right. Next is emergency contact. I find this really important in case we become unresponsive for whatever reason. Your cell phone dies, you lose it. Do you have an emergency contact you want to share?
Well, my emergency contact was my mother, but I can change it to my daughter's number, I guess.
Does she live with you?
Yes.
Okay, so she lives with you. Okay. What's her name?
667.
No, what's her name?
Oh, Dream Taylor.
Dream, like Dream.
DM, yes.
Oh, that's a cool name. Dream
Taylor.
Taylor. And phone number, please.
667 354
354.
8123.
8123. And that's your daughter?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Thank you. And do you want to share an email address, or is that good enough? Phone number should be good enough, right?
Well, my email address is
No,
LaShayHopkins at I.
for your daughter, for your daughter.
Oh, no, that's good.
Yes. Okay. And then that's your same address, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me just copy and paste that real quick.
They probably said, where did she sneak off to?
And have you ever done a DocuSign before?
I believe so. Yes.
Okay.
Through
So
my email.
yeah, I don't know if you have access to like a stylus or something, because we're gonna send you a document. I'm gonna send you a document for you to be able to sign so that the attorneys could reach back to you.
Okay, so can you send it to my email or something?
I'm going to do that. And then also, let me go ahead and confirm the information now that I have all the info listed. So give me one second. Let me grab my trustworthy sheet. Oh, actually, give me a sec. I have to walk and get it because I let someone borrow it. So let me go grab it from their desk. One second. It's a QC checklist that we just got to go over, and then we're done.
Okay.
Okay, I'm back. So, all right. So let me go ahead and read a couple of the law firm requirements that we got to just confirm. Okay, so we confirm that you don't have representation from an attorney. We also confirm that you were diagnosed with meningioma in the brain after using Depo-Provera as a contraceptive. You also confirm that you use it for over 1 year. You were taking a shot every 2 months. Do you also confirm you were using the name brand Depo-Provera, not the generic version? We also confirm that you were using the injection after 1992, because you were diagnosed in 2019. And we also confirm that you want to participate in the lawsuit. I also let you know the call is being recorded, and calls being recorded, and this is for Depo-Provera. We are going to double check the intake information really quick. This is for yourself, meningioma, brain diagnosis, 5/23/2019, date of birth, May 18, 1988. It was a Depo shot 12 times, starting 2016 to 2019. And you are Miss Lashay Denise Hopkins, and Lashay is Lashaye. Denise, D-E-N-I-S-E, Hopkins, H-O-P-K-I-N-S, social, 219-1982-21, email, LashayHopkins88@iCloud.com, phone number, 443-768-2359, that's your mobile, and your address is 2243 Linden Avenue, Apartment C, Baltimore, Maryland, 21217. Dr. Christina injected you about 12 times, and that was the name of the staff that administered, and the name of the facility was Dr. Ensman, and that was at 5601 Lock Raven, and also Dr. Christina was your prescribing doctor. Your Walgreens, Dr. Schnee was diagnosing, and treatment, also Dr. Schnee. No history of meningioma. You were hospitalized from May 2019 to June 2019. We're able to obtain records and access to my chart. Dream Taylor is your emergency contact, and let me go ahead and send this over to you now. 1 second.
Okay.
I'm going to text it and email, so you open it however you want to, whatever is easier for you. And I forgot to ask you, are you married or single? Or divorced?
Single.
Okay, thank you. Dr. Christina, MD, what was the facility name that she worked at?
Well, it's a family doctor, so.
Do you know where she worked at?
Yes, it's in, I believe that is Northeast Baltimore.
Well, I have an address of 5601 Lock Raven. Is that what we're talking about?
Yes.
Okay, so the name of the facility for that, let me try and find it, because I need that.
I
just got a. It's like a hospital.
Yeah.
MedStar. Right? MedStar?
Yeah, MedStar is the hospital that I got the surgery at.
MedStar Neurological Associates, but I typed in the address to 5601 Loch Raven that you gave me earlier.
Yeah.
And that comes up also for a MedStar hospital. Like a.
Yes, it's like a clinic. It's MedStar.
MedStar like, Good Samaritan Hospital. Does that sound right?
Yes. MedStar has more than one location. They have a few locations.
MedStar Good Samaritan Hospital. Okay, cool. So MedStar Neurological and MedStar Samaritan where you got you got seen at. Okay, cool.
Yes.
Got that. Now it's generating the documents now that all the everything's filled out.
Okay, I received it to my email. You want me to sign it now?
Yes, please. Like I said, if you have a stylus or something like that to help you on your computer to make it bigger, a tablet, I'm just going off of what I hear and people are like, I wish it was a little easier for me to sign, but hopefully you're able to do it.
Okay, so all right, let me sign it.
You want me to walk you through it? I have a step-by-step how to do the.
No, I did it.
Oh, okay.
I did it.
Oh, you already done?
Yes, I just did it through my email.
All right, let me refresh my screen over here. Because if you're already done, I'm going to be like, wow.
Hold on, I just went down and let's see.
Yeah, you got to be finished. It's got to be like, you got to click on like, you know, you have the permission. You got to go through the yellow start button.
It says review document. I clicked on that.
Okay.
It says this envelope was also sent. Okay, continue.
Mm-hmm.
Message
click
from
continue.
Albert Ramirez, Mass Tort mm-hmm. Strategies. Please mm-hmm. sign here.
Yep, please
okay,
start
so go
there.
To continue.
Mm-hmm. Click continue at the bottom right of your screen. You may also have to click a yes button to allow consent.
Okay, then it says this contract is between Lachey Denise Hopkins. So it says all of this, and I go to, oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I get what you're saying.
Yeah, it'll prompt you to the different sections where you got to sign. So you're going to, at one point, you should click yes to allow a consent. I agree
it
to use
this
electronic.
The agreement has been signed successfully.
Okay. Go ahead and click on finish then.
Okay.
All right. Let me refresh my screen. And it says you are completed, Ms. Hopkins. Good job. Look at you. That was quick. I mean, you're at work, and we did this under 30 minutes. We're at 28 minutes and 49 seconds, so congratulations.
Yeah.
So the next step, expect my team's going to review our call, make sure I didn't miss anything. And then it'll once they review it, they'll be sending it out to the attorneys, and then their attorneys will be reaching out to you most likely in like 48 hours, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, but give me a quick second. Let me just take a peek at, let's see.
If they can't contact me, they can email me because a lot of times when I go in here in my work building, I don't have service on my phone, but I can get like text messages or I can get emails, but my phone calls will not come through for some reason when I'm in this hospital, so... If they can't reach me, can you have them to email me?
Yeah,
so I can get back to them.
let me just make sure, because I know some of our law firms require for me to do a warm transfer for them to just say hello, introduce themselves kind of deal. Ben Martin, however, I don't see that we're instructed to do a warm call, but can you give me 10 seconds for me to find out?
Yes.
Okay.
Because I have to get back.
Okay, I got you. Thanks. Hold on. Okay. Yeah, no, that's it. We're done. That concludes our call. So you get back to work and have a good day.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, take care, Lachey.
Mm-hmm.